Next, the Criminal Assets Bureau annual report. The Minister for Justice will publish it today. And the report shows CAB sold 20 homes and properties linked to the proceeds of crime last year. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, is with us now. Paul, tell us about these properties, the properties seized, and who owned them.
Well, I suppose the big one is the luxury Dublin mansion of Daniel Kinahan. That's a four-bedroom, three-bathroom detached house on a corner site in a private gated complex at Coldwater Lakes in Saggart. And that sold for over €930,000. That's €380,000 more than the asking price. And it's the most the Criminal Assets Bureau has ever received for any property has ever sold since its foundation in 1996. But CAB also targeted the assets in Garristown in North County Dublin of Ross Browning. Now, the CAB told the High Court that Browning is a close and trusted lieutenant of the Kinahan Organised Crime Group, and he was their principal representative in Ireland. CAB sold a renovated cottage, a yard, a manure store, a large shed, stables, and a second house, together with a paddocks and an exercise arena for over €500,000. Now, €1.3 million worth of work had already been carried out on that property. They also seized four houses in Dublin and Wexford from the Dublin drug dealers David and Christopher Waldron, including Darview Heights. Now, that was David's luxury country home just outside Goree in County Wexford, on which he had spent €1.7 million in renovations. That was sold again for just over €500,000. CAB also sold houses and land in Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan, Kildare, Longford, Carlow, Kerry, Tipperary, Clare, and in Limerick, as well as an apartment in Puerto del Carmen in Lanzarote for €155,000. Now, the 20 properties that it sold last year went for a total of almost €5 million.
It wasn't just properties. CAB also took a lot of cash, jewellery and other luxury goods as well, Paul.
Yeah, CAB officers conducted 227 individual searches in 13 counties last year. These are all detailed and itemised in its annual report, which is due to be published today. They seized cash, luxury cars, high-value goods, including designer clothes and jewellery. Two auctions were held last year. One made over €500,000. A sample of some of the stuff, 16 designer watches sold for over €117,000. They included a Rolex Daytona watch that sold for €26,000, a Rolex Submarine watch which sold for over €11,000. There were 43 designer bags which sold for over €74,000. That included a Hermes Birkin 30 handbag, which I'm sure you're familiar with, Keane, which sold for over €18,000. There were also seven designer wallets, purses were sold for over €6,000. Designer clothing, including three designer belts, a fur chinchilla dyed coat, which sold for over €1,000. 10 assorted pieces of jewellery sold for over €5,000. And 26 pairs of designer shoes, which also sold for over €5,000.
Well, quite a list there, Paul. The head of CAB is stressing in the report that it's not always these items or the money that's important, but the fact that CAB can take action, and that makes a difference.
Yeah, and it's not just, it's the way it takes action as well. Over €17 million was returned to the Exchequer. Now, over €3 million of that was under proceeds of crime legislation. €500,000 was a reclaiming of social welfare. But over €13 million of that was tax on ill-gotten gains. And interestingly enough, in the report, there's one unnamed corporate entity which paid over €5.5 million in tax. Now, the head of the Bureau is stressing in the report as well that it's not always about the money that they take from criminals or other people. It's about the message that is sent out, particularly to the communities worst affected by drug dealers and organised crime. Detective Chief Superintendent Michael Gubbin says that the success of much of its work is, quote, non-measurable, in that it disrupts criminal networks, it inhibits money laundering, and it also positively engages with the wider community and sends out that message by taking criminals' assets and reducing their influence and power bases. Now, the Minister for Justice is due to publish this report today, and the government have also said as well that they're introducing new legislation which will reduce from 7 to 2 years the time within which CAB can secure final disposal orders to sell off these assets, because at present they have to wait 7 years before they can realise the money.
Paul Reynolds, thanks for joining us this morning. It's now 8:46.